One of
the nice things on Android is it can be a peer.
It can be a peer.
It doesn't have to. So on iOS, it sits inside the app.
And she
can't escape the app. But it was my understanding on Android that you could actually make her the voice recognition of Android. Is that right? Or I haven't tried
it. No, so right now you can't. Although they hinted in the blog post for this release that they were kind of working on that. And so it's possible that you'll soon be able to say, hey, Cortana, on an Android device and get Cortana to come up. That would be pretty excellent. Okay. I don't think that's ever going to happen on iOS, for semi-obvious reasons.
No, yeah. Apple doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
And did you see Facebook just announced something comparable or similar, at least, called M?
Oh, no.
Yep. If you're a Facebook user, it's just in very limited test right now, but if you open Messenger, there's this new thing that'll help you do things like complete restaurant reservations, find a birthday gift, help you book a getaway through this M service.
Nope. It's been rumored for a long time.
It
was going to be called Money Penny.
Oh, right.
This isn't my notion, but I saw a headline and did not read the story, but it was basically the notion that the previous 5 or 8 years, whatever, was sort of the age of Facebook, and that the era we're entering is now the era of messaging. You know, that this is kind of the future of this stuff. And, Facebook obviously split off their messaging app. I don't know about this kind of thing.
I think people look at WeChat in China and how it does everything.
That must be the model.
It's totally the model.
The thing is, Google now and what Apple has announced for Siri in the coming release of iOS 9, which I think they're kind of referring it to as like predictive Siri or Siri with prediction or however they call it. I actually think that those kinds of things, and Cortana too, represent an obvious future of mobile user experience, right? That not just that because we're talking to it, but because it can anticipate your needs. You know, because you are here and because it is this time, you should leave for the airport because you have a flight, or you should leave for home because traffic's going to get bad in 10 minutes, or whatever it may be. That kind of predictive thing, I think, is a really neat use of computing power and the fact that you have the supercomputer in your pocket. Tying this kind of stuff to like a messenger app, to me, just doesn't have the same, resonance. I mean, the Facebook phone didn't go anywhere. You know, Facebook is a thing I do on my phone, but I don't think of Facebook as my primary interaction with the world. I'm too old. Maybe I'm not old enough.
No, I think that the idea of a messenger being the hub of your world starts with younger people who kind of live in their messenger. And certainly outside the U.S.
So it's like their version of Outlook would be for a Windows guy from 10 years ago.
Yeah, sort of.
No, really. Right? Like your world only revolves. No, of course. Yes, with a music soundtrack.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. So kids outside the U.S., everybody outside the U.S., as you know, Paul, uses WhatsApp or something like it.
Yeah.
Depending on the country.
I observed my children using these apps while we were away.
And that's because SMS was expensive or may still be expensive in those countries. Free here. Okay. Most people pay for unlimited SMS.
You're just talking about like IP-based messaging, in other words.
Yeah, it's IP messaging. Yeah. And then so if they can get you into their app and everybody you know into their app, and Facebook seems like they'd have the inside track on that.
Are there examples where something like this ever made sense? In other words,
in China, this WeChat thing is huge.
Well, no, I don't mean chat. Like, in other words, forget about chat for a second. There's some technology thing that you do a lot, and they added this other thing because you like this other stuff, and then that became aside from general platforms like Windows or iOS or whatever, where that's the point where you're running all these apps. I mean, people that use Microsoft Word also were, surfed or something. And so added surf.
Yeah, right. That's that kind of hybrid thing is awful. But
I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine what the point is.
The point is that these messaging apps, at least in some areas, are a platform, become an operating system. You never leave WeChat.
It's like the Netscape idea.
Yeah, you never leave WeChat because you can book tickets. You could do everything you do, and you just kind of leave that open. And Facebook, and by the way, Facebook's not alone. Notice how they've separated messaging out of Skype.
Yeah.
Microsoft's cognizant of this.
I mean, The problem with these things, though, is that they're not standalone, right? There's no such thing as a WeChat device or whatever. Like, they rely on Android or iOS at this point to get out into the world. And so isn't there going to be a natural, you know, in the same way that Microsoft saw what was happening with Netscape as an obvious example and put a stop to that as they could at the time, wouldn't iOS, you know, Apple as the iOS platform maker or Google for Android, look at this and say, okay, we need to curb this so that
Apple already does. Remember, messages. If the problem with Apple's messages is you have to be in the Apple ecosystem or it makes no sense at all.
Some would describe that as the benefit of it, but yes, go on.
Well, for instance, if I send somebody who has an iPhone, which is everybody I know, a message, I'm a blue bubble. No, I'm a green bubble, and everybody who's on messages is a blue bubble. You can't group message people outside of iOS.
Right.
There's all sorts
This is the Trump immigration plan.
Yeah. There's a wall. It's a 19-foot wall. But from Apple's point of view, this is exactly the same play. Don't you think that's what Apple's trying to do too?
That's what I'm saying. In other words, if Apple
will do it.
Obviously, iPhone is incredibly popular. They could have some impact by trying to prevent these apps from doing this kind of stuff. Google, I guess, could have a bigger impact, but of course they're pushing this open platform. So in some ways, it seems like
they're
can't
at a disadvantage.
Really do this.
No, they're a little bit of a disadvantage. But Google has kind of let Hangouts wither, and there was a story this week that many of the Google Now staffers have left because
I saw that.
Larry Page was an advocate, but without him, Now seems to be a little deprecated.
So outside of China, are there other examples of messaging apps that are doing this kind of thing? I mean, are there?
I would say WhatsApp.
This is the first one that we would see here in the United States.
WhatsApp.
Yeah. I use WhatsApp. I've used it when I'm overseas because, you know, I couldn't use my phone, but I could use WhatsApp.
Right. Yeah. In Japan, it's Line.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen here because
messaging is just free, basically.
We have SMS and SMS is cross-platform. Yeah.